accents and dialects. Here we go. Now, right there where you're sitting, you're in one of two camps when it comes to accents and dialects. You're either, you know, someone who's quite adept at dialects and accents, or you're not at all. Well, hang tight. I have a little something for both parties. The key to mastering accents and dialects is muscle memory delivery. Now, not to be confused with the method, okay? American or otherwise. Now, I'm referring to my own terminology here, this muscle memory delivery stuff. At Actor Sound Advice, our definition of the term is closer to what sports medicine or kinesiology, their definition of muscle memory might be. So, but we call it muscle memory delivery. And what that is however you read the read the first time out, however animated or rushed or playful or dull or thoughtful or what have you, is most likely how you will continue to play that read take after take after take after take. And not necessarily because it's the best read you have in you or the only read you have in you, but you return to that often mindless muscle memory, that read again and again, because you didn't die. It felt safe. You created a comfort zone. And the very same applies to accents and dialects. There's a conditioning that's required, a concentration on your placement of sound, your rhythm of speech. So if there's an accent you're attempting to master, here's what I recommend. Number one, locate the specific dialect you're intending to master from a movie or a TV show. Memorize the monologue, dialect and all. Number two, make sure the monologue that features the dialect you're concentrating on is at least 3 to 6 minutes long and includes a bulk of the vocal combinations associated with the dialect you're attempting to master. So try not to do something that's it's all screaming and yelling and, you know, something to that effect. You want it conversational as much as possible. Number three, write the monologue out phonetically. You wouldn't say Edinburgh. If you didn't say Edinburgh, you'd say Edinburgh. That was not accurate, but so it's Edinburgh is how you'd say it. So write it out phonetically, Ed-in-bur-uh, you know, as opposed to Edinburgh. Edinburgh. No. Oi, let's see, you're saying oi instead of oh, I. It's a little